And I love state radio. That's the only secret. Like, there's nobody state radio. And I said it. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Dirty Money, Young Money, the Mistress. Yeah.
What up, y'all? King here. And story time, man. I've been planning on getting on all the platforms, you know, the podcast, YouTube, and TikTok, and Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And I'm going to start doing story time, telling you guys how I ended up building Spate Media and working with hundreds of celebrities and all that stuff that I did. And still do to this day. I love what I do. I love when record labels and people hit me up talking about working with new artists and stuff like that. And you guys motivate me, the people that are always asking me questions like, how did you do this? How did you do that? And I feel like this generation, when you're talking about, you know, Kai Cenat and I Show Speed, I feel like these young guys are really doing it and they're really taking it to the next level, and they're doing it, you know, within a couple of years. I don't know if y'all know, but Kai Cenat has been working, doing social media and stuff like that for like 10 years. And I don't really know much about I Show Speed, but I'm sure that he's not exactly totally new to it, even though he's like 18 years old. Probably been doing it since he was like 13 or something. So with anything, it takes a long time for you to develop your audience. And when I created Spate Media, it wasn't about money. It wasn't about none of that. Is my whole idea with Spate Media was I wanted to create an avenue where I could help people and get them signed to major labels and, you know, help them build relationships. And that was my whole thing, because there was, you know, I didn't know how to get the money. I didn't really know about advertising. I didn't really know about the details when it comes to building a media company. So I had to learn all those things. And, you know, so it took time. But if taking it back a little bit, how I met my partner Rondell, or Madman, which he became to be known as, is I met him through my niece. My niece Siobhan, she introduced me to him. And I had told him I had an idea to do a magazine like maybe a year or two before I met him. The magazine was called Wordsmith, and I was going to do that with another rapper. And I created this plan and I said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And he didn't believe in it, and he didn't believe in anything that I was saying. And so we never did it. So I ended up meeting Rondell through my niece, and I said, hey, man, I got this idea for a magazine called Spate. It's a print magazine, and this was around 2006, so print was starting to, people were starting to get skeptical and like, oh, maybe print won't be around because of blogs and stuff like that. That's when like All Hip Hop and Hip Hop DX, all these different blogs were created, and blogging was the thing like back then, you know. In 2006. So I brought the magazine. We were sitting in front of my wife's house, my wife's apartment building, sitting in his car. And I had made up this mock magazine cover, and it had Beyonce on it. And I said, hey, man, I got this idea. I want to do Spate Magazine. And he was with it from the start. He was like, you know, let's do it. You know, let's, he was with it from the beginning. And at that time, I was working as a personal trainer. And I worked for this private company. And one of their facilities, basically when it comes to private personal training, you have this company that owns fitness facilities in these high-end buildings in Manhattan, right? So they had the Trump buildings at the time, and they had a building called the DeMarc building. That's around, I think, 54th Street, somewhere around there. And I was working in the DeMarc building around the same time when I brought Madman the idea, right? And I said, we need a website. We need a blog like all of these other guys. So I started talking to people about building a website, and everybody was talking crazy, you know, crazy numbers back then. It was like 5,000, 10,000. And then I had to pay like $300 or $400 a month for them to maintain it. And I didn't really know nothing about blog, you know. So I just started buying books on HTML, like HTML for Dummies and whatever book I can get my hand on. And I learned how to build websites myself. And I built, and that's when I started building websites. I built my our website. And but before that, I had a little bit of knowledge of HTML because I had a bookstore that I had to create. So I had some knowledge of from my experience with my bookstore, you know, because but that was a year earlier. That was around 2005. I had wanted to open up a bookstore, and that's actually where I started learning HTML, but real basic stuff. But anyway, so I'm working as a trainer in the DeMarc building, and my coworker who manages the facility, he used to say to me every day, hey, man, I, you know, you told me that you wanted to start this magazine thing. And, Paul Boyer is the president of G-Unit Clothing. He said, I see him talking to 50 all the time. You should talk to him. You know, maybe he might be able to do something for you. And at the time, I didn't really know anyone. I didn't really, you know, I didn't have like the confidence because it was just an idea at the time. So I made up this mock magazine. And, you know, I was good at desktop publishing at that time because I used to do business cards and stuff like that. So I made up this mock magazine from my computer. I ordered it from the printer. The printer sent it to me. So it looked decent, you know. And I used to carry copies with me, you know, to work when I was personal training. And I saw Paul one day, you know, who my coworker was telling me. He was like, yo, you know, approach him and see what he says. So I saw him getting on the elevator one day, and I had my bag with me. And I happened to have a copy of the magazine, and I said, hey, man, you know, I heard you, president of G-Unit Clothing and whatever. And he said, yeah. And I was like, hey, I would love to do an interview with you. And he said, yeah, man, you know, no problem. You know, take my number, whatever, and we'll arrange it. And it was that simple, you know. And like the next day or maybe 2 days later, we were doing an interview in his office, which he shared with 50 Cent. So he gave us a little, the day we went down, I told Rondell, you know, he didn't believe me. He was like, what? Get out of here. But I told him about it, and we went down, and he gave us a little tour of the office. At that particular time, I forgot what the location was, but it was in Manhattan. And 50 had like the whole, like he had like either a floor, like a big floor in the building. He was building a studio. He had G-Unit Clothing. It was like really dope. It was like a showroom. And he gave us a little tour. And that's basically how I ended. And then we just kept pushing. And we kept asking Paul, like, hey, man, you know, we would love to meet. After that, we were like, yo, we would love to link up and go to some of these events that 50 is having. Because 50 used to always have like little fashion shows, private parties and stuff like that. And I kept saying, yo, Paul, you know, why don't you invite us out? And he was kind of skeptical at first, but he started inviting us out. And that's how we ended up getting a picture with 50 Cent and Madman and Paul. And we took that picture. And we had an idea to do an animation. You know, I came up with this idea because Rondell used to drink. And he used to drink because he was nervous before the interview. So I had an idea to do this card animation called The Man, A Drunk Reporter. And I said, man, we got this picture with 50. I said, maybe we can use this and people will think the cartoon is associated with him. And so we did the animation, which wasn't really an animation. It was just a bunch of pictures that I had my boy drew, and we just talked over them. We didn't really know how to animate at that time. So we took the picture, we put it at the beginning of the animation, and then we did the animation, and the animation ended up doing like 50,000 views in a couple of days. And that's because 50 posted it on thisis50.com or whoever runs This Is 50. I'm not sure, but I'm sure he had to approve it at the time. Once he posted it on This Is 50, everybody started posting the cartoon. Worldstar posted it. And a bunch of other people started posting it. And, you know, that's basically what launched us into a different area. Because once we did that, everybody started contacting me about doing interviews. Because we had a podcast also. Everybody started contacting me about getting on the website, getting on the podcast, and inviting us to events. And that's basically how we launched it, man. You know, so I guess that's it for now. I appreciate you guys for listening. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep telling you guys how we built it. And new content is coming. We're going to start live streaming, listening to new music from artists. We're going to let the fans pick who the hottest artist is. And, we got a lot more stuff coming. We got a film coming that we're working on, Spate Media, the movie. But we're going to tell the story. It's going to be an amazing film. And I appreciate you guys for supporting us for so long. You know, more to come. It's King. I'm out.
At the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, we're helping you spend less on your prescriptions. With the FEP Medicare Prescription Drug Program, eligible members with Medicare can pay lower out-of-pocket costs for higher-cost drugs and get additional approved prescription drugs than our traditional pharmacy benefit, all with the same FEP premium. There's even a cap on the amount you pay out-of-pocket on prescriptions each year, helping you save money. That's the benefit of Blue. Learn more at fepblue.org/MedicareRx.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.